But this morning, after having seen the glorious heavenly book, I want to draw your attention to the second theme. And I like to say much about this. Bible is the great hymn book. What do you mean by that, uncle? Hymn book. You know, when you open from Genesis to Revelation, what do you read about? You read about the Lord Jesus Christ. When you open the book of Genesis, right from the book of Genesis to the book of Revelation, you have all scriptures speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ. So please listen very carefully. That's why we have read John's Gospel chapter 5 and verse 39. And what it says to us, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. What a wonderful thing. Dear children, listen very carefully. I am going to give you, in this four classes, two important themes. One, the beauty of the Bible. And second, the blessings from the Bible. How much can I speak of the beauty of the Bible? Why do I say that? Because unless you know the beauty of the Bible, you will not fall in love with that. So Bible is not only great heavenly book, glorious heavenly book given to us, but Bible is also great or grand hymn book. Why I say hymn book? Because when I read from Genesis to Revelation, I find all scriptures, as the Lord Jesus Christ says, speak about whom? Speak about whom? Oh God, speak about whom? All scriptures speak about whom? For they are they in which you have eternal life, for they are they which speak about? Hello? Are you with me? Yeah? They all speak about the Lord Jesus Christ. And so this morning in this class, maybe this will be useful for you now and maybe in the days to come. On each book of the Bible, you can just write down this title. Because in each of these books, what I find, it's speaking about the Lord Jesus. Just to get a glimpse and taste of it, over each book, you can write this. Now write in your notebook, but later on when you open your Bible next time, the Bible which speak about the Lord Jesus, what all themes you have about Him? What all subjects you have about Him? Whenever you open your Bible next time, make sure that you see Him, you read Him, you find Him, you look at Him, you learn Him. And unless you look Him and learn from Him, no use of having Bible and reading the Bible. The ultimate purpose of God in your Christian life and my Christian life in giving this Bible to us, that you and I might be transformed like the Lord Jesus Christ. The greatest theme of God for man is the Lord Jesus. When you open the book of Genesis, what do you read about? Genesis chapter 1 verse 1. What do you read there? Don't open the Bible. Say it to me. That's what God did in the beginning. He created heaven and earth. Do you know how the book of Genesis ends? It is pathetic. Because by the time God created this beautiful universe and placed man and woman there, and they fell in sin because of disobedience to God's word, God's commandment, sin came in, the glory of man was lost, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That happened right in the Garden of Eden. And you know how the book of Genesis ends? It ends with a coffin, a graveyard, a coffin box. Death and departure of man from this world. How sad it is. Like if you read from Genesis to Malachi. Malachi is the last book of Old Testament. Do you know how the book of Malachi ends? Yeah? Exactly correct. What's your name? Very good. Book of Genesis starts with the creation of God and God's blessing upon man. But Old Testament with the book of Malachi ends with what? Curse. You can read last verse of the last book of the Old Testament and you will read the word curse. Curse has come upon all men and women. Then who can be solution for that? Who is the answer for that? So right from the book of Genesis, God was showing His great Son, the Lord Jesus. That's why the Lord said, search the scriptures, for in them you will find eternal life. For they are they which testify of me, about Him, the Lord Jesus. So when you read the book of Genesis, you have the Lord Jesus Christ as the seed of the woman. I just want to give you the flavor and the taste of it. Have this with you. And it will be helpful whenever next time you open your book, the Bible. When you read the book of Exodus, you have Him as the Passover lamb. I wish I could talk about each of these themes which are given to us in this great or grand hymn book, H-I-M, hymn book. Because that speaks about the Lord Jesus Christ. Number one, He is the seed of the woman. Where do you read? Maybe you can write down in the bracket. Genesis chapter 3 verse 15. When you read, He is the Passover lamb in the book of Exodus, you can write Exodus chapter 12. Which is the next book? When you read the book of Leviticus, He is the great high priest. When you look at the Numbers, He is the pillar of cloud by day and pillar of fire by night. That is what the Lord Jesus Christ is. In each of this book, when you have the flavor and taste of what God has given to us in the Bible, I tell you, you will enjoy the scriptures and the reading. And that alone can transform your life and my life. It's not a manual of do's and don'ts in your life. Don't think Bible forbids me, Bible stops me, Bible is not a book that one can follow. It is a book because that book reveals the beloved Son, the Lord Jesus. So let me say once again, as we quickly go over this. Number one, in Genesis you see Him as the seed of the woman. In Exodus you see Him as the Passover lamb. In Leviticus you see Him as the great high priest. In Numbers you see Him as the pillar of cloud by day and pillar of fire by night. In Deuteronomy you see Him, the great prophet like Moses. You can write in bracket chapter 18 verse 15. So each of this theme is so beautiful and important. In Joshua, when you see, in chapter 5 you will find He is the captain of our salvation. In Judges, He is the judge and the lawgiver. In Ruth, He is the kinsman redeemer. Are you writing down? Yes. No pen. You need a pen. Do we have a pen? You should have told me earlier. I'll give you two pens, but you have to return it back. Yeah, go ahead. So when you open your Bible, you can write this on each of the book. And when you, with that theme, when you read that book and study the chapters, it will bring a great encouragement to your Christian life. Can I go ahead? Very quick, because I have some more things to be brought before you. Very important things. Yeah? You're so quick. Very good. No pen. Oh, you're writing. In 1st and 2nd Samuel, He is the trusted prophet. In 1st and 2nd Kings, He is the reigning king. In 1st and 2nd Chronicles, the same thing is carried out. Since it's a historical account of what has happened. In Ezra, He is the faithful scribe. In Nehemiah, He is the rebuilder of the broken walls. In Esther, He is the Mordecai. In Job, He is the dayspring. Or you can also write the omniscient. in Psalms, He is the Lord and Shepherd. Back in our assembly, as you are writing, keep listening. Since last year, we started a Bible reading on each Tuesday, once in a month. One Tuesday of cottage meeting. And our study is to find out from each book of the Bible about the Lord Jesus Christ. And I tell you, that study has been a great, delightful study for all the believers. I can see a great change in many lives. I see there is a spiritual maturity coming up in the lives of youngsters. There is change in assembly worship. There is liveliness in the gathering. Because of what? Because of focusing our attention on which God has focused His attention. That is the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why Bible is not only glorious heavenly book, but Bible is grand hymn book about Him. In each of the scriptures, it speaks about the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you Bobbin? Yeah. Who is Bobbin? Yeah, okay. Are you through? So in Psalms, you have Him as the Lord and Shepherd. But when you come to the book of Proverbs, He is the wisdom. Just write down next. Then you can take it one from another. Fine? You can collect it afterward, one from another. You don't have to write the whole sentence. Okay? Just write Proverbs, wisdom. In Ecclesiastes, we find He is the worthy. Why? Because 39 times you will read, vanity, oh vanity, all is vanity. When everything is vanity around you, there is something worthy, someone worthy, someone worth living for. And who is He? The Lord Jesus Christ. When you come to a book of Song of Solomon, He is the lover and the bridegroom. In Isaiah, He is the Prince of Peace. In Jeremiah, He is the righteous branch. In Lamentation, He is the weeping prophet. In Ezekiel, He is a wheel within wheel. Book of Ezekiel itself is a wheel. Don't worry, but when you come to that book, you will study this wonderful theme. You can sit here if you want, if that is not possible. So I repeat, in Proverbs, you can check down in your notebook, He is the wisdom. In Ecclesiastes, He is the worthy. In Song of Solomon, He is the lover and the bridegroom. In Isaiah, He is the Prince of Peace. In Jeremiah, He is the righteous branch. In Lamentation, He is the weeping prophet. In Ezekiel, He is a wheel within wheel. In Daniel, He is the man in fiery furnace. Ezekiel, Daniel. Shall I go ahead? Ezekiel, a wheel within wheel. Daniel, He is the man in the fiery furnace. Next, Hosea. He is the bridegroom married to the backslider. In Joel, He is the baptizer. Amos, He is the burden bearer. Obadiah, He is the mighty savior. Jonah, He is the great foreign missionary. I repeat, maybe you can look down. Hosea, the bridegroom, married to the backslider. Joel, he is the baptizer. Amos, he is the burden bearer. Obadiah, he is the mighty savior. Jonah, he is the great foreign missionary. Micah, he is the messenger with beautiful feet. Nahum, he is the avenger of God's elect. Vishnu, which book you have reached? Second last, that is Micah. Okay, very good, Vishnu. He is the messenger of beautiful feet. Nahum, he is the avenger of God's elect. Next, Habakkuk. He is God's evangelist crying for revival. Habakkuk. In Zephaniah, he is the restorer of God's lost heritage. Haggai, he is our cleansing fountain. Zechariah, he is our merciful father. Malachi, he is the son of righteousness. Rising with healing in his wings. Did you get that? Shall I go ahead? All written? No? The next one. Shall I? When you come to the book of New Testament, maybe you can write down Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. So in Matthew, you have him as the Messiah. In Mark, you have him as a wonder worker. In Luke, you have him as the Son of Man. In John, you have him as the Son of God. In Acts, he is the ascended Lord. In Romans, he is our justifier. In 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians, he is the last Adam. That's a beautiful theme to study. I should have printed and given this to you, so that we could have gone ahead little faster. But it's good to write down once. Are you with me? Shall we go ahead? Then, some of you are smart and I am seeing books already. The names of the books. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Yeah? 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy. Just write down as you write down fast. Because just to have the flavor and taste of this book which God has given to us. This is all about the Lord Jesus Christ. And each of these themes you can study all through your life. And you will never exhaust. That's why Bible is a book which can really enlighten our understanding. Because we see Him whom we have never seen. We love Him. We fall in love with Him whom we have never seen. And He is the Lord Jesus. Because in each of this book, we read about the Lord Jesus Christ. You are through? So we'll go ahead. After 2 Corinthians, which is the book? So in Galatians, He is Christ who sets us free. He is our freedom. There are so many bindings. Bindings. World will bring bindings. Your tradition will bring bindings. People will bring binding. The society will bring binding. The sin will bring binding. So many ways in man's life. But Christ is the one who sets us free. And that's the theme of this book. In Galatians, He is Christ who sets us free. In Ephesians, He is Christ, our righteousness. In Philippians, He is Christ that meets our need. Sahil, likha sab. Kahan tak aaye? Barabar. Very good, Sahil. Very fast. Franklin? Good? So, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, and then Colossians. In Colossians, He is the fullness of the Godhead. Chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. Or 9 and 10. I don't know whether you heard that chorus or not. The fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelleth in my Lord, and we are complete in Him. You know that chorus? The fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelleth in my Lord. The fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelleth in my Lord. The fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelleth in my Lord, and we are complete in Him. What a completeness the Lord has given to us in the person of the Lord Jesus. Because He is the fullness of the Godhead. Colossians. Okay. Next book is Thessalonians. 1st and 2nd Thessalonians. He is the soon coming King. In Timothy, He is the mediator between God and man. In Titus, He is the faithful shepherd or faithful pastor. Got it? After Titus comes which book? Philemon. He is the friend who sticks closer than a brother. Hebrews. He is the sacrifice made once and for all. James. He is the great physician. 1 Peter. He is Christ the shepherd, or Christ the chief shepherd. In 2 Peter, He is the coming judge. In 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, He is the everlasting life. In Jude, He is the Lord descending. In Revelation, He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. I can see it from a distance, and I like the way Linto has written in his notebook. Very nice, neat and clean, with a space in between and giving that theme in a right manner before each book. I like it. Very good. Shall I go ahead? This is not over. If you see book of Revelation, you may think it is all over. Which is the book after the book of Revelation? Which is the book after the book of Revelation? You're all puzzled. There is no book after the book of Revelation. When I say it is not finished, means when we write about each of this book, don't think that subject is over. There is no end to it. Because when the Lord Jesus Christ says, search the scripture and in them you have everlasting life, because they are they which testify of, me. Let not Upma speak. Upma can speak in double way. You know what? Either Upma can make you sleep drowsy. Okay? Or Upma should give you energy and liveliness. And you should be able to reply me back. What did it do to you? Number one or number two? Which work? What I said? Are you with me? Or would you like to stand up? No? Okay. However you talk about each of these books which speak about the Lord Jesus, the subject is inexhaustive. Because when you see, once again, in the book of Matthew, Mark, or Luke, or John, you know, each of these books carries a different theme. Why the gospel writers, who give the account of the Lord Jesus, why we need four of them? Why four gospels? That itself is a beautiful thought. Because Matthew presents us as a king. Mark presents us, him, as the servant. Luke, as man, and John as son of God. And each of these four gospels bring four aspects about the Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew speaks of his royalty, Mark speaks of his humility, Luke speaks about his humanity, and John speaks about his deity, the Lord Jesus Christ. May I tell you, dear children, the Bible which God has given to us, He just want to introduce His Son to us. That's why time and again the heaven was opened. And what did heaven say about His Son, the Lord Jesus? This is my beloved Son. This is my beloved Son. Often the heaven opened and declared the beauty and the glory of His beloved Son, the Lord Jesus. So when we have Bible, when we study Bible, when we hear Bible, when we speak Bible, our theme should be the Lord Jesus Christ. Because it is a grand hymn book. It all speaks about the Lord Jesus Christ. I have something very important to tell you before we go ahead. So in John, it speaks about the deity of the Lord Jesus. In Acts, you have His ascension and the coming of the Holy Spirit, and also forming of the church and the early disciples, how they carried out the ministry. Well, in epistles, that speaks about the person and the work of the Lord Jesus until His coming back again. But when you turn to book of Revelation, that gives us the whole period of life that we are living today, the current church age, and the two things which are going to happen. If you are a child of God, because you are a saved person, you shall have a great joy among the saints. But if you are not born again, if you are not a child of God, there is a great judgment waiting for such. So it is you who have to decide about yourself. So while we talk about Bible and the greatness of Bible, the glorious book of the Bible, we pray that this might make an impression in your Christian life that you know Lord Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, so that you may enjoy this blessing which God has kept for you. Everybody has to make that decision once in life. Why do I repeat? Because I say most of you, you may say you are born again, but if you are not really born again, not having the assurance of salvation, you really need to examine your own life in the light of the scriptures and make a commitment to the Lord. Make sure that you are born again. Else, all this will be only a study for the sake of study, and you will miss God's great blessings in your life. He wants you to make that decision, that Lord to be your personal Lord and Savior. That's why the psalmist says in Psalm 119 and verse 18, open my eyes that I may see the wondrous things of the law. What a prayer it was. This particular study has changed my personal life. Seeing the Lord Jesus in the scriptures. There are many themes, many topics, many subjects we can study. But the theme of all themes, the subject of all subjects, is the Lord Jesus Christ. If we are able to see Him, learn Him, look at Him, behold Him, that will transform and change your life. Because the ultimate purpose of God in one's life, in giving this scripture, is that we might become like the Lord Jesus Christ. Apostle Paul, writing to the church at Galatia, he says to the Galatian believers, you know what? I am in labor pain that Christ may be formed in you. That's the ultimate desire God has in every one of us and our lives. That's why the psalmist prayed that beautiful prayer. Can you sing this song with me? If this is true about the great or grand hymn book, which is that book we should be reading about? Shall we sing this song? Do you know this song? How many of you know this song? Yeah? Will you sing with me? The best book to read is the Bible. The best book to read is the Bible. If you read it every day, it'll help you on your way. Oh, the best book to read is the Bible. Can we sing everybody together now? Did you get that? Yeah? Shall we sing? One, two, three. The best book to read is the Bible. The best book to read is the Bible. If you read it every day, it'll help you on your way. Oh, the best book to read is the Bible. Who can tell me why the best book to read is the Bible? Why? Why? Why Bible is the best book to read you? Very good. Anything else? Any answer? It will be helpful. It is written about the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah? Anything else? Why should we read the Bible? Should we read or not? Do you read or not? How many of you, before coming to this morning devotion, read your Bible? Really? Very good. You are very sincere. Very good. Okay, once again. The best book to read. The best book to read is the Bible. If you read it every day, it'll help you on your way. Oh, the best book to read is the Bible. What do you have in the Bible? How many chapters? How many chapters, I said? 1189. How many verses? 31,175 verses. How many words? How many letters? And that's why the Lord said, not even a jot or a tittle will pass away. Because heaven and earth may pass away, but not even a jot or a tittle from the word of God will be passed away. Everything will be done according to that. And that's why you can learn this chorus also. Do you know this chorus? Every promise in the book is mine. Yeah? Every chapter, every verse, every line. All are blessings of His love, mine. Every promise in the book is mine. See, many have the Bible, but Bible has promises. If you learn the Bible, live the Bible, if you obey the Bible, only Bible will give the promises to such people. If you are a child of God, reading the scriptures and studying the scriptures, Bible will give you promises. You ask me, uncle, do you have any promise of God? Yeah, I am holding on to 2 verses this year. Do you know what? This year I am holding on to 2 verses. Each year I have something special to talk to my God, and my God talking to me, and I claim those promises. Yeah? God to His people gives not only the word, the Bible, which anybody can have. You can go, you can get a gift, or you can go and buy a Bible. But if you read the Bible, obey the Bible, leave the Bible, Bible will give you the promises from the Bible, and that promises will give you great encouragement to live your Christian life. These days I am asking that 2 things I said to God. Number one is Psalm 128 and verse 4. Yeah? Psalm 128 and verse 4. I am an ordinary person, but I look to the Lord in the fear of the Lord. I am claiming that promise. What is that promise? Thus shall the man be blessed who feareth the Lord. Thus shall the man be blessed who feareth the Lord. And I cannot tell you the way God blesses a person. Innumerable blessings. Day by day. Each step of our life. How can you claim those promises in your Christian life? The other verse that I have in my mind always for last couple of months before me is what you know? Isaiah chapter 26 and verse 3. Thou shalt keep them in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Yeah, this mind keeps wandering, unnecessary defocusing on little and petty issues. And that's why many are in troubles and problems. Many homes, many places, many difficulties. Thou shalt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. If the Lord Jesus Christ is your focus, all other things will be defocused in your life, and God's blessing will be your portion. So will you sing that along with me? What is that? Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line, all a blessing of His love. Every promise in the book is mine. I just want to make a small pause, because in this class what we have learned is 2 things. What is that? Number one, my Bible is the glorious heavenly book. Number two, my Bible is the great hymn about Him, the Lord Jesus, book. So what should I do? I will respect, rever, and read my Bible. I will meditate, study, and make it mine. What about you? That decision you have to make. Before we turn to next class, shall we pause for a while? Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for such a great book you have given to us, which speak about the Lord Jesus. Unless we see Him whom you want us to be seen, there will be no blessings in our Christian life. So we pray, dear Lord, as we read the scriptures, meditate and study the scriptures, help us to see the Lord Jesus and to enjoy your blessings in our life through Him. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. We thank you for every chapter, every verse, every line. Help us to make it mine, our individuals, that we may learn and live for the glory of God in the days to come. Bless these children, dear Lord, and help each one of them to have the assurance of their salvation, leaving all that is entangling them in this world, forsaking their sin, repenting of their sin, and believing in the Lord Jesus to be their personal Lord and Savior. And as they open the scripture, they may see the beautiful things about the Lord Jesus and be blessed in their Christian life. Let that be true with each one of us as we humbly bow our head before you. Thank you for helping us, dear Lord, thus far. We commit ourselves to thy hand as we ask and pray in the blessed name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.